Hello, everyone. You're listening to The Michael Amade Show, episode 614, Rediscovering Your Creative Self, over coffee in the morning. Now, before you say anything, I'm aware that this is a fairly large cup of coffee. I'm currently in a time where I am switching my schedule back to what it normally is during the winter and the springtime. During the summer and the early fall, when I'm having to perform shows, I have to stay up later, so I shift my schedule. But when I'm allowed some time to work more intellectually, even though my schedule is just as busy, it's something that I like to do in the early morning, just because of the quiet and the ability to focus and kind of that dreamy quality that fills my thoughts at that point in the morning. Now, at some point, I will address this ridiculous obsession with morning routines and people on YouTube saying they get up at 4:18 in the morning and do 5 hours of... It's horrible, and I'll talk about that at some point. I'm not any of those people. But for me, the early hours are great. And so I'm making this shift right now, which starts very simply. It starts with me going to bed a little bit earlier, and it starts with me getting up at about 5:30 in the morning. And I'm doing that, and I'm taking it easy. It's not that difficult. Then, when, as it does in Colorado, we hit daylight savings, and we fall back, well then, that 5:30, that 5:15 in the morning turns into 4:15, 4:30 in the morning, and it just becomes easier to maintain. So that's kind of the process I'm in at the moment, for any of you who actually care about that. However, I wanted to get to the beginning of this subject that I referred to yesterday, which is getting into creativity, how to access our own creativity, and how to find it in our everyday life, how to rediscover our creative self. Now, there's a lot of people I talk to who are very creative people, whether they be musicians, writers, authors, artists of all kinds, actors, directors. One thing that I have found is someone who has been blocked, and in some ways still is, so I'm not claiming to be an expert here, but I'm someone who's fought this battle for decades. And one thing that I have found to be true for me is procrastination is not the enemy. It is not the thing. We claim procrastination is the thing that we're engaging in. We a lot of times like to beat ourselves up about it. But in my experience, that's not what it actually is. It was only when I started going after healing that trauma inside of me, for whatever reason it was there. It was when I went after healing myself and focusing on self-love and prioritizing myself and my needs, that it started becoming more accessible. Now, I'm aware people have jobs, people have children, people have spouses, they have lives they have to deal with. I'm not saying you need to neglect those at all, or that working with those is wrong by any stretch. What I am saying, though, is that instead of us beating ourselves up about creativity or our creative projects, which is so easy to do, one of the first things that I always recommend that artists look into is how to be a little bit more kind to themselves. How to take care of yourself, nurture yourself without any agenda. And resting is not sitting there watching TV. Resting is resting. Resting is letting quiet overtake you. Resting is kind of allowing yourself to heal, to be the person, the human inside of the body that you are, and understand that survival, just survival in this life, is difficult, not to mention the barrage of negative things that we get thrown at us every day. One of the best things we can do is connect with those we care about, we know that care about us. If we don't have those people, we can find those people. But it has to start with us letting ourselves heal, letting ourselves genuinely laugh, letting ourselves feel cared for by ourselves, by us. When that inner child feels cared for, feel safe, that's when creativity can start to show up again. But when we're worried about survival, we're worried about, you know, our commitments and our time, you know, and everything like that, it's hard to be creative. For me, it took time to really access my creativity again. I was always creative, even in the midst of traumatic situations, but I couldn't execute any of it. I couldn't get anything done. I couldn't have finished a project at that time because I was barely getting through. So what I found is that I needed to address things. I needed to take care of myself. I need to get through. And then that trauma can be turned into fuel as well, but not until my inner child knows it's okay to be creative and to make something. Now, of course, there's a lot of other elements to this, but I would just suggest as a point for this limited scope podcast today that maybe we think about caring for ourselves a little bit. And that can be just a minute, 60 seconds today, of allowing yourself to sip coffee or tea or whatever you like to drink. And just be quiet. Look out through a window or go outside even more. Do something that is just taking care of you with no agenda. This is not a tactic to force your book to be finished or your music to be finished. This is a thing that you're giving yourself so you feel safe and able to open up and respond to the world. So in closing, I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope you have one that meets your needs, meets the needs of those you care about and you need to provide for. But I hope that you do get that moment and that you consciously create that moment to just let you be you, not with the machinations of work or your responsibilities, but in a way that is just you as you have been your entire life, that little spark inside of you that you can remember being with you since childhood. I hope it's there. I hope you can feel it there. We're going to start with self-love, which is maybe a little different than what people expected, but it's the right place to start. If you'd like to find out more about me, just visit me at michaelamade.com, or you can find me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Just look up Michael Amade. I'm the guy in the cowboy hat, most likely. There'll be a lot more content coming in those spaces here very, very soon. However, this is kind of ground zero for everything, this podcast here. So until tomorrow, where we continue down this path, we'll talk more about opening up creativity in all the different ways you can. And trust me, I have hundreds of these topics ready to go, which I'm very excited about. But until then, make sure that you live courageously, you live creatively. I'll see you tomorrow.